Hundreds of folks turned out yesterday in Crisfield to pick crabs, eat clams, drink beer, and rub elbows at the 38th annual J. Millard Taw's Crab and Clam Bake. And as WIPR's Christopher Connolly reports, the food at this Maryland summertime institution is served up with a huge heaping of politicians.
Cracking away at crabs, Cliff Holloway says there are just a few things that matter at Taw's.
Crabs. Clams. Good time.
Crabs, clams, good time.
Beer.
The Salisbury resident says he's come to the Crab and Clam Bake every year for decades. The one thing to watch out for, he says, all the politicians.
I don't really listen to many politicians. They lie to you. They tell you what you want to hear.
But Robert McLaughlin from Ellicott City says the politicians are part of the draw. He does government relations work for the University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
There's a lot of good food, a lot of good fun, and one hell of a great opportunity to network with people, and people from all over Maryland and all over the Delmarva Peninsula. Oh, there goes a guy from that's trying to bring some new business to Maryland, to Somerset County.
It's dry but overcast, a beautiful 80 degrees with a breeze blowing off the Tangier Sound. Perfect compared to last year, according to State Senator Brian Frosch, who's running for Attorney General.
The soles of my feet are not being seared off. I mean, last year it was 105 degrees standing on the asphalt. Today is fantastic.
Frosch's colleague in the Senate, Alan Kittleman, is running for Howard County Executive. He says Taw's is always more fun in election years, so he made the trip down. He says it's a chance for people who are sometimes at odds in Annapolis to catch up.
We all get along really well. I mean, I think some people don't realize how well we do get along.
With all these politicians, someone's got to be making deals, and your best bet for where that's happening is in the biggest tent, which is smack dab in the center of everything, packed to the brim with people. That one belongs to Bruce Bariano, a powerful Annapolis lobbyist.
I love entertaining. I love making people happy. I know it sounds corny, but I really get a lot of pleasure out of it.
With hundreds of crabs, a giant tub full of beer, and Smith Island cake Bariano had ferried in earlier in the day, he probably succeeded in making people happy. It seemed like every politician wandering around the festival made a point to stop by his tent. Bariano greeted each by name.
You pick crabs together, you know, eat oysters and, you know, and all the good Eastern Shore food, you bond. And bonding is important in government.
How you doing, sir? Larry Hogan. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan had a tent of his own, and he spent the day shaking hands. Hogan says Taw's is always a good party, but the backdrop to the event is a county that's struggling.
It's kind of at the end of the road, and this is a very depressed county. Somerset County is in trouble. They got very high unemployment. These folks really need our help, and we've got to figure out some ways to bring some businesses and industries in to provide jobs and opportunities for these people.
This is likely Hogan territory. The Eastern Shore skews strongly Republican. Hogan's Democratic opponent, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, was not at the festival. His campaign staff said he'd planned to attend, but was held up at a funeral. At the end of the day, Gracie Schmidt was cutting off people's armbands at the exit. She came here from Texas 25 years ago, and she says she's been a volunteer every year since.
Yeah, everybody has a good time, and if they don't, it's their own fault. There's plenty of food. If they don't get enough food, shame on them.
When all was said and done, Schmidt said guests ate almost 200 bushels of crabs and 57,000 clams. Not a bad time, she says, even with all the politicians. In Crisfield, I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.